This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 456 for Wednesday, June 30th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were stronger on Wednesday amid ongoing concerns over hot and dry prairie weather. Canola up 5 to over $20. November up $16.30 at $810.90 per ton. Record high temperatures continue to be reported in Canada with little precipitation in the immediate forecasts to alleviate that heat. A rally in the Chicago soy complex added to the strength in canola today as a pair of much-anticipated USDA reports were bullish for soybeans. Canadian markets will be closed Thursday for Canada Day while U.S. markets remain open, and positioning ahead of the Canadian holiday likely accounted for some of today's activity. U.S. markets will be closed Monday, July 5th, for Independence Day. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are all sharply higher, boosted by the latest acreage and stocks numbers from the USDA. Soybeans jumped more than 80 cents per bushel in reaction to the USDA reports. The November contract up 86 cents at the close at $13.99 per bushel. U.S. soybean seedings this year were left relatively unchanged from earlier estimates at 87.6 million acres. That surprised market participants as average trade guesses had been for an increase of at least a million acres or more from the earlier forecast. Quarterly stocks as of June 1st were also a bit tighter than expected, and that highlighted the need for a large soybean crop this year. Corn, it's up as well, the September contract 40 cents higher at $5.99 per bushel. U.S. corn plantings were pegged at 92.7 million acres. That was up from the prospective plantings report, but still well below average trade guesses. Quarterly U.S. corn stocks were at the lower end of trade expectations as well. Talk of possible frost in Brazil this week was supportive, as were ongoing concerns over heat and dryness in parts of the U.S. Midwest. Wheat futures, they are higher as well. Minneapolis up 36 cents in September at $8.50 per bushel. Kansas City up 32 cents in the September contract at $6.59 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's up 33 cents in September at $6.79 per bushel. Total U.S. wheat acres at 46.7 million were at the higher end of trade guesses, but that rally in corn and beans was enough to pull wheat up as well. Tighter wheat stocks were also supportive. Spring wheat seedings in the country at 11.6 million acres were down slightly from original intentions and compare with the 12.3 million acres seeded last year. Ongoing concerns over heat and dryness cutting into spring wheat yields was especially supportive for that market. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, June 30th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.